Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started. Welcome to the Cash Flow from Land Show. In this episode, Steve and I talk about how to price your land when you buy it, when you sell it, and everything in between. Welcome, Steve. How is everything going in your land world?
It's fantastic, Jill, as always.
Or your email world.
Well, I was going to ask you that, actually. I think you had some email trouble yesterday.
Oh, no. Nothing I couldn't tackle. Hey, and also, you mean when I called you at 10 o'clock at night, almost in tears?
On Saturday night.
Oh, my gosh. About to rip GoDaddy's head off.
I don't think there was almost anything about the tears. I think you were in tears.
I was. I really, really was. Oh, my gosh. I don't think that guy believed me when I said, I have been working on this since 4 o'clock. And at that point, it was like after 9 and we weren't done.
Hey, the reason I brought this in or wrote it into the show is because, you know, I sometimes, no matter how much equity you have or there's only, I guess, a very small percentage of people that can just say, yeah, I'm not going to deal with any problem I come across in my little company.
Right.
You just have to spend till 10 o'clock on Saturday once in a while, no matter who you are and how far you are with whatever you're doing.
Oh, my God.
To get it done, right?
Yes. You know, I was talking to my daughter about that this morning. I said, trust me, there are much better things I'd rather be doing on a Saturday night than, you know, I wanted to be out goofing off too, but it needed to get done. You know, there's times you just have to make some sacrifices. And that was the whole conversation. It was really about, and it was not about her. It was actually about someone that she works with who works for her. Anyway, making sacrifices sometimes when you really, yeah, we all want to be goofing off, but it needed to get done.
Right.
And that was it. So, and it was so funny because part of my frustration is I'm sitting with the guy and he could hear me like, I'm heavily like marking things on my desk, right? And I had to explain what I did. I'm like, I am right now crossing off everything I had written down that I was going to tackle tonight and get done on my way home because none of it is going to happen. It's all now moved to my Sunday list. So it was really funny.
Well, maybe we can make up for it and like on a Wednesday because that's what's nice about this business model. We can do pretty much whatever we want.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I don't mean, sorry, you put me right back in that mindset. Sorry, I was, you know, it's still fresh in my mind. I'm still a little hurt, not hurt, but I'm still a little worn out from the whole email mess event, which is now resolved. Thank you very much. But yes, the point is, yeah, I stayed late on Saturday night. Because why? Because I'm taking off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
You're taking
Sunday,
off what?
By the way, because I can. So there you go. And I didn't have to save up sick time. I don't have comp time. Any of that. So, yep. All right. So that's enough about me. What's going on with you?
I've been paying an incredible amount of attention to our regular listening audience. This new podcast we just launched here, it's, I don't know, 25 episodes old. An overwhelming positive response we're getting, actually an extremely positive response. But one of the things that I've heard between the compliments is you guys are horsing around a little bit on this one, and you're not really answering as many questions as you did in the last one. So I wrote a series of, I don't know, 15 or so episodes that are a little bit shorter, same format, but we try to answer direct questions.
And cool.
I think, what was the name of the show today?
There's
a direct question in this, I think.
It is. This is me. I get to ask you. This is me interviewing you. Steven, how do you price your land on the buy side and the sell side? Would you share that with us,
Well,
please?
Jill, that's an excellent question. I'm glad you asked.
I don't usually get to, you know what's funny? I don't usually get to interview you. And even when we say we're going to do it, you kind of always just kind of take over as the host. So I'm going to try to keep you in your place right now. I am the host. Would you please answer the questions?
I saw Oprah Winfrey being interviewed on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and it was exactly what happened. it's just so in her bones to be kind of the hot talk show host that Ellen started. She talked for about a minute and a half, and then Oprah took her whole show over. And I bet it was one of the best rated shows ever.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't we see her just a couple weeks ago on the, what was the Channel 5 for us, ABC Morning News, yeah, Charlie yeah. Rose and Nora and everything, Gail.
Yeah, same thing there,
and
right?
That's right. Oprah's sitting there, and before you know it, it's not their morning show at all.
she bought the radio station, I mean the television station.
Right, well, it's not even that Oprah's demanding everyone's attention.
Everybody loves her.
You're just drawn to her.
It's the Oprah effect.
Yeah, so you have the Oprah effect.
Oh my gosh. I have the Oprah effect for 15 listeners.
Steven, you're my Oprah.
Oh my God. It's yucky beyond discussion.
Right. Okay. All right, Steven, back to the point. Will you please walk us through, you know, how you price your land? What's important to you? How do you do this?
Excellent. So this is how I have priced our land since the 90s. You always start with what you're going to sell it for. So it takes a bunch of research. You go out on the internet, you go on certain websites like LandWatch, Land and Farm, and eBay, let's say, Craigslist maybe. If you really want to get serious about it and you're new at this, I would do all of those things all the time. Zillow and Trulia too. So what is that? 5 or 6 sources. And you kind of see what other properties are selling for or what they're listed for. And then you work your way backwards. So my theory is, especially when you're new in this business, you always want to be half of the price of the lowest comparison value. So let's use a real quick example. I don't know, 40 acres in northern Arizona. They're all selling for generally $20,000 or $30,000, but there's some rogue guy out there that wants to sell his for 10, or let's say 12. 12 is a great number. So if a property, the lowest priced comparison value they can find is $12,000, you want to sell yours for 6, but you want to double your money. So you want to buy it for 3. 3 acres for $40,000?
Wait, did you do that backwards?
No.
3 acres for $40,000?
Oh, 40 acres for $3,000?
I went, wait a minute.
Hey, as the host of the show.
Wow.
Thank you for correcting me. My dyslexic math. So
I didn't tune out, did I? I thought that
you totally tuned out.
No, I heard that right. It came out wrong.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So 40 acres for $3,000.
Right.
So it all starts, my whole point is this. It starts with what it's selling for, and then you move your way backwards. So, okay, great. So, how do you do that? You've got a long list of property. You're going to send a bunch of direct mail to people who own these properties, and you've identified them as people who don't want their property. And they're probably going to call you back and say, yeah, please write me a check for $3,000 or whatever. So you can price it on a price per acre basis. In general, we never pay more than $100 an acre. Or you can price it on a price per lot basis. And I generally try to price the lot types at about a static price, regardless of size. So if it's a quarter acre, it's 3/4 acre, maybe it's an acre. Maybe it's just a really cool lot in Michigan that's got some waterfront access, or it's got some attribute like that. Then I'll just I'll do a static price of maybe $500, maybe $1,000, maybe $1,500, depending on it, on the issue. But I always, 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 my point to this is this. I always make sure to check it out based on what's being sold right now.
Got it.
So that in a nutshell is really how we price property. We price it based on other people selling properties in the area, and then we try to have our sale price half of what that, the lowest comp. Why? Why do we do it? Why is it so cheap?
Well, wait a minute. Yeah. What if I don't want to sell at that price? Why would I do that? Why wouldn't I try to squeeze more out of it?
That's an excellent question. I answer it 20 times a week, probably. The rest of the world believes in maximizing value on any piece of property that you own. So yeah, why the hell would I price it so cheap and it sells so fast and leave money on the table, right? That's what you're intentionally doing. You're intentionally leaving money on the table. You're doing it because you want to turn inventory faster than you can imagine. You have a couple of choices when you own a piece of property. You can price it real cheap, sell it really fast, and get into the next deal as fast as you can, which is what we choose. Or you can sit around for a year, get maximum value. What we teach is keep churning and churning and churning your real estate portfolio so that you can jam pack as many properties in as you can.
Sounds to me like there's a lot less headaches that way too.
Well, what ends up happening, the intended consequence is what is that you start to develop a list of A-list buyers. Jill, you know actually more about this than I do now. You develop an A-list of buyers, maybe 5 or 10 people that are, they sell retail. So now we're turning property. We don't even market it anymore. Almost all of our property, we don't market. We just call people that we know and say, look, we've got a property. I know you're going to buy it because you bought the last 13 that we sent to you just like this. And so we're turning it and doubling or tripling our money. And we know it's a great deal long before we even send out the mailer, which is how we buy acquisitions, or which is how we run our acquisition program, by sending direct mail. So it just, it, you know, it really takes all the guesswork out of this, in my opinion. And our members are responding have been always responding to this very favorably.
Got it. So what is there anything different now? So now we've all got a good idea of how you determine value and set a price to make an offer and purchase the property. Is there any glaring difference when I'm selling it? And might I be selling it different ways and have different pricing structures depending on how I'm selling it and you know where I'm going, cash versus terms?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I mean, there's a healthy balance between selling property for cash and property on terms, which is collecting payments. So let's use that 40-acre example again. Let's say you have 3 40-acre properties and you're into all of them for $3,000, right? We implemented what I said earlier. So you've got 3 40-acre properties. You spent $3,000 each on each, $3,000 on each property. One you want to sell on terms, which is collect the payments for a lot of years. One you want to sell for cash retail to keep your cash balance up to do more acquisitions. And the third one, you want to sell that day to your A-list buyer. How do you price them? Well, the first one's easy. The terms property, you go on the internet and you see what the market can bear. So if you have a 40-acre property for $3,000, these are real numbers, by the way. Joe buys 40-acre properties for $2,000 or $3,000 every week. You have got the property for, you go out on the internet, you go up to, specifically, I would go to LandWatch and I would see, terms properties are generally selling for about, $15,000 to $18,000, maybe $25,000. I would price it right around there, and I would make the down payment incredibly low, probably $197 a month and $197 down. No one does that. Now you're immediately the cheapest person in the market, and if the property looks good, if you've done your job about doing the maps on the internet, doing a good description, making sure you're getting the word out, it's going to sell very quickly. The second property.
I was going to say, okay, so these payments, how long am I? So I'm going to get $200 a month for how long typically?
Many, many, many years. And that's one of the million little details that we teach in our cash flow from land program. If you want to get into this business, check it out at landacademy.com. But there's ROI analysis and, a lot of people struggle with that, actually. I'm glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. A lot of people struggle with how to price things and the math piece of this and what return on investment is, ROI. We provide all that information. And if you go to the resources section in Land Academy, at landacademy.com, we've got several ways to figure that out. And I'd be happy to, if you want to just email me directly, I'd be happy to send it to you, at service@landacademy. You're going to do a plug? Go.
No, I was going to give out your personal email address like you did it to me one time. Hey, if you really want to be part of this, call Jill. Here's her number. What the heck?
You're probably still getting calls.
I'm like, what are you doing to me?
So to finish the thought, so that takes care of the terms property. Then there's the cash property.
Wait, can I ask another question based on that, though?
Yeah, sure.
This is one of the things that's my perception, and I just want to say this for everyone, for both listeners. Is that, I don't know if it's human nature or what, we tend to overthink this.
Yeah.
And
you're a good host.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's not that difficult, but it's really interesting when I'm having this one conversation one-on-one with our members about terms and wrapping their head around the whole thing and how am I doing this and do I charge interest and what do I do with this and that. It's like they're really sitting there trying to find – a problem, or not really a problem. They're just overthinking it. And I'm like, you know what? Relax. You paid for it. You're the bank. What you're happy with, what your seller's happy with, that's it. You know, yes, you know, and we help with all the details of how to, you know, really get the transaction on paper and all that. So everybody's, you know, on the same page. But my big picture is don't ever think it. It's not that hard. And so wait a minute, I can buy it for this and I sell it for this and I just sit back and let the payments come in and I don't have to worry about it. Yes. The answer is yes.
Yeah. If you understand that and you want that to happen in your life, everything else is just a little detail. Mm-hmm. And we have all the answers for that because we've done it the wrong way and the right way for what, 15 years at least, maybe more than that. So, right. Yeah, principal and interest and payment structure and all that, it all comes down to one simple little spreadsheet that I've been using for years and years. It's one that I wrote and designed, and I'm happy to share it with the world.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So back to the other our other option. Now we're doing the cash sales. Don't give us a little snippet on that.
So cash sales is something that I think that everybody, when they get into this business, and it's the vast majority of our members, are interested right in the beginning at cash sales, and then they kind of graduate themselves to term sales. So in that example, again, you're into the property for $3,000. You bought it right because you did all your research. So you generally want to double your money. So you're going to go out and sell the property or market the property on the internet for $6,000. 40 acres in northern Arizona, good pictures, good maps, good customer service. How long do you think it's going to take to sell a $6,000 40-acre property on the internet?
Oh, and by the way, I'm here to tell you from based on experience,
it's going to sell
it's going to go
3 minutes.
Fast because you are the least, you're half.
By half.
Half of the cheapest thing out there is the main thing because you by design, you didn't buy that property unless that was one of the criteria that you had to it had to fulfill before you purchased it. So yeah, it's going to fly off the shelves. The only thing you're going to wish you had 10 of them, and now you're going to go back and you're going to buy 10 of them.
I mean, you made my next point because when you sent that mailer out to get all those, that's not the only person that responded. Many, many, many people responded. So now you got instead of $3,000, you've got $6,000, and you can buy two more and sell them for $6,000 each. And now you've got $18,000 and so on and so on and so on. And that's why a lot of our members accumulate a ton of equity very, very, very quickly. It's very, very simple to sell property when it's priced at half of anything of the lowest comparison value anywhere out there. Mm-hmm. And keep a bottle of Maalox on your desk because when you get that, when you leave money on the table like that, it's going to take a good 12 months or a year to get used to it. It was killing me. When I started just leaving money on the table like that. And in the end, you win. Everybody
you
wins.
Well, all I could think of is Mike Dugan because
he's a member of
doing exactly it. Just like you said, he picked a market. He bought 11 5-acre properties. The first two sold. He already recouped everything he put out. And he's got 9 5-acre properties left that he's doing. He's flipping now. It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, he made, I don't know the exact dollar amounts.
It's more like pushing 25.
$25,000 or $30,000 in his first month.
If he does it all wrong.
Yeah. I mean, and he did it right. He left a bunch of money on the table. Now he's got $30,000 instead of whatever he paid. I don't know. It was. It was very small. It was like $5,000.
Exactly.
Or something like that. But now he's got, you know, if he does this right, he's never going to have to put any money into his company again.
Correct.
I started a company with $500.
Yes.
We generated $20 million over the years.
And you still can.
$500. No one believes me.
But you know what's interesting about that? What's funny is that even though over the years, I mean, when you did it back in 99, you know, it's kind of sad, but we can still find properties in a similar price range to probably what you were working with in 99, correct?
Right. So, and then to wrap it up, my third example is, you know, and this is in reality, this is what we do here at Landstay, what Jill does and her team. Is that same example, you're into the 40-acre property for $3,000. Long before you even send the mailer out, you know what's going to happen with the mailer. And you know who you're going to sell the property to. So she's got a good, tight little group of A-list buyers, and they're ready to write $6,000 checks all day. So we don't, in the end, and this isn't beyond the scope of this, we don't really even actually write the $3,000 check to buy the property anymore. We collect the money before we buy it, and then there's a lot of different ways to describe it, but it's my favorite way, and that's how it works.
As an option, and we'll talk about that in another one.
It's an option, right? You're a good host.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Well, thank you very much, Stephen. I really appreciate that. It was really valuable and perfect timing. I think a lot of people have been asking this question. I see this often, and I know this is going to be a really well-received podcast episode. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for listening.
You know, this is a lot less horsing around and a lot more like lecture type information.
Is this good or not good?
I don't know. I mean, we're going to find out.
We'll find out.
You got to do some of the work, right? It's more fun to just horse around, though.
It kind of is. But you know, it's fun when you learn something. It's fun to have fun and learn something, too.
All right.
I think.
I agree.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Let's go buy some property. Sometimes it's fun to listen to a guest that we interview. Some are good, but you want them to bring value, you know, really good value to it.
Yeah. Well, you can't have a show just talking about nothing. I don't.
Why? Other people do.
Yeah, you're right. They do. I'm not going to name names.
I'm not going to name names.
You're exactly right. They do, Jill.
They do. If I'm going to be here, I'm going to be here for a reason.
I'd like to think that we're teaching some stuff. And I think the feedback that we're getting from our members and we're watching how much money they make on Success Plan.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, I think we're doing our job, but I think there's a specific section of listeners. What did you talk about today? There's certain people that kind of just sit on the sideline. How did you put it? You put it perfectly.
Oh, in the car earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, the people that they're like stalking, like they're watching and gathering all the information and then they finally act.
They're on the sidelines for a while.
Yeah, they're not participating in anything, any of the discussions, but they're logging in, they're reading, they're absorbing. They just are for some reason skittish about chiming in and asking a question or something. It's just interesting. Yeah.
Skittish?
Skittish. Did I say skittish? What's wrong with skittish?
I don't know. Nothing. It's just funny. You come up with some funny stuff, Jill, that's all. Nothing's wrong.
Thanks a lot.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.